Victorian police appear to have gained the upper hand on the Apex gang founded in Melbourne's South Sudanese community. But the community's issue with youth crime is not gone. One academic says what he calls information has been overlooked as a method of breaking the cycle and providing effective settlement policy. Luke Waters reports.
Buck Deng is the first to admit he took the wrong path after arriving in Australia when he was 15 years old. He says it was a grueling trade as a roof tiler that helped him finally establish a functional life in Australia, prompted by a brief trip back to South Sudan.
Used to hang around too much, drinking and doing nothing well after when I dropped out of school and I didn't have nothing to do. So we're going back home. My mom had to do some wedding for my brother back at home, so we had to go. So when I went there after 10 years, I haven't seen the family and I haven't seen where I should be living or where I belong. I started realizing I was just wasting my life here doing nothing.
The rap musician Wal Riak, who goes by the name Crown in his music, also landed in trouble after arriving in Australia as a teenager. He says it was a now promising career as a hip-hop artist that gave him a much-needed alternative.
Speaking of like what it done to my life, is it saved me pretty much, because I was going on a route where it was like a route where there was no limit, and the only limit to that route was either you're dying or your life is messed up. And music for me just came as like a way that was telling me you're actually worth it, you know? You're not worth going to jail, you're not worth dying.
Like many young men arriving from South Sudan, there are similarities in Buck Deng and Wal Riak's stories. Their fathers were killed in the country's civil war. Both teenagers arrived with few language or social skills and quickly fell into a pattern of petty crime. Both men escaped the cycle, but effectively stumbled into a solution. Buck Deng says he benefited from advice and the discipline of a trade.
It was a really hard one from the start, because I was doing it as an apprentice. You started from the ground and works get harder and harder every day. But when you get up there and you tell yourself every day, you got to get there, you got to get there, everything gets easier and easier. Now I'm qualified and I can't complain. I couldn't imagine one day I would do the 4 years, really. But I done it.
Wal Riak says his redemption came from within.
Government can give you $1 million to fix yourself. Government can give you counsellors, but it's up to you. It's what do you want, you know? And so what I ask for these young people is look inside yourself and ask, like, what do you want to do? You want to play football? You want to play soccer? Go chase it. Train by yourself if you have to.
Dr. Burhan Ahmed in Melbourne collates statistics on the challenges of African settlement in Australia. He says new arrivals deserve more direction from their host country. He's calling for a dedicated centre to review data and provide informed settlement policy and solutions.
What I see is this needs real review in how we deal with this, how we support these young people at school, in the street, in employment. African Study Centre, that brings our this community's information into the surface, into people's access. Settlements need to be more advanced, fitting 21st century Australia.
Victoria's Minister for Multicultural Affairs, Robin Scott, says he favours the concept.
For government, that's something we're very considering very carefully, because there is the opportunity that's emerging to collate data much more efficiently.
And that was Victoria's Minister for Multicultural Affairs, Robin Scott, ending that report from Luke Waters.